Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here.
Today on the podcast, I am talking to Bryce Goebel, and Bryce is an ICRT licensed Reiki master teacher. He's also the creator of the Empowered Reiki program series, and she says she is becoming a Reiki and mindset specialist, and that's what we're going to talk to her about today. Welcome, Bryce.
Thank you, Pam. Glad to be here, as always.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. The reason that I asked Bryce to join us on the podcast is that she gave a presentation at the International Reiki Retreat Labor Day weekend that just rocked my world. And I've been talking about her during my podcasts and in my Reiki shares. And then I said, you know what, I'm just going to get Bryce on to talk herself. So I'm so glad you could be here. Before we begin, I'd just like to let people know about some of the things that we have coming up. On November 10th, I'd love to have you join us for our free monthly online Reiki share. You can just hop on over to our website and sign up for that. Also in December, I have a licensed level one and two class. I also have on a weekend an animal Reiki level one and two class, followed that week by the animal Reiki master class. And if you're wondering about the prerequisites, those are all on my website, and you can also email me about that. And also in December, I will be teaching animal communication, and that is, I won't be teaching that again until August. So if that's something you're interested in, go ahead and sign up for that December class. Bryce, what do you have coming up?
What I have going on is online Karuna Reiki in the middle of November. Then in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is home base for me, in-person classes for level one and two early December. Middle of December will be the ICRT Animal Reiki class. And then big thing, part of the reason we're here, so launching in mid-November is a brand new certification class for those people who are interested in diving deeper with me on how to use the power of mindset with your Reiki classes, with your Reiki clients, and truthfully, just in your everyday life. So that'll be launching mid-November. If that's something that intrigues you after listening to us talk today, come on over to my website, and that is areikiplace.com, and check it out.
Oh, thank you, Bryce. I'm going to be checking it out myself. And I should mention that all of my classes are online still. So I think it's great that you'll be doing some in-person classes. Before we go too much further, I'd just like to invite everybody to join us in an invocation. And I'm going to invite everyone to just close your eyes and bring your hands into Gassho. And just activate your Reiki energy, and bringing in all of your symbols. So much about Reiki can be around changing our mindset and our perspective. And yet so often we can find ourselves trapped in the same patterns, so that our past creates our future. It can be difficult to imagine what we haven't yet experienced. We call that bringing form to the formless. And yet, imagining a different, a brighter, a more beautiful future is paramount, and perspective is everything. We invite you to open your perspectives and be ready to shift your mindset, your thinking today, so that you might be able to imagine a more beautiful future for yourself. And we're reminded of some of the Reiki ideals just for today. I will be in gratitude. I will be grateful. Thank you. Aho, namaste, and amen. So Bryce, we were just talking earlier and you said something that I thought was stunning that I wanted to follow up on. You said you wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for this work. Can you tell us a little bit about that and about your journey?
Absolutely. It still rocks my world every day, truthfully, when I think about it. Because we don't think about it. We just think about tomorrow. We don't realize, truthfully, none of us is promised tomorrow. And my journey with the mindset started in February of 2019. I was introduced to a gentleman named David Bayer through a dear friend named Chris Smith. And I love when you get into your certain levels in business, just so you introduce people to each other. And I heard David's mindset webinar, and it just blew me away. It was a lot of concepts I was familiar with, but it filled in the gaps on things that had not been working for me. A great example of that, many of us have probably played around with Abraham Hicks, and we've played around with Law of Attraction. And I could get it to work part of the time, but there were some times I couldn't get the thing I wanted over the finish line. And so as I listened to his webinar, I'm like, oh, now I see what I was missing. And it was the mindset piece. At the same time, physically in my body, I had been dealing with some pain around the iliopsoas area where my hip was. I was getting chiropractic, I was getting massage, and we had an x-ray that came back negative. So we were trying to figure out what was going on. And I purchased David's online self-paced program, blew through that. It absolutely turned me upside down in talking about how our beliefs build everything, how we see the world because of the way your brain works. It is literally filtering out everything that is not in alignment with your beliefs, which totally just blew me away to even think about. So we're not even aware that's happening unless we've received some type of training to that effect. So imagine, you know, we talk about rose-colored glasses. Well, now we have mindset-colored glasses. Depending on whatever your beliefs are, your brain's going to filter out everything not in alignment with that belief. And some of us may be going, yay, when we hear that. And then take a step back and go, oh my God, what am I doing to myself? Yeah. So I began to rework my brain. That was in February. And then a few weeks after that, I started shortly after with private training with his team because I fell so deeply in love with the work. And then in March, middle of March of 2019, I fractured my hip. Mm-hmm. And so the coolest thing about what was going on in those moments, I'm walking through a door and I heard an audible pop, like a rubber band popping. I knew immediately what had happened. I'm in the doorframe, hands going up into the doorframe. And it's thank you, doorframe, because I didn't fall, which would have been more damaging. Then the realization, having my buddy call 911, oh, wait, the hospital's only a mile down the road. Being grateful, the hospital is only a mile down the road. Getting an EMT team that listened, because my body and the intuition came to me on how to have them lift me in a way that would minimize the pain when they put me on the gurney. And just throughout this entire process, remaining in a completely different state instead of what we would call into a state of suffering. getting the x-ray, finding out that my breast cancer at that point metastasized into the bones. That was what caused the hip fracture. Getting a new hip, then beginning to have issues a few weeks later, fracturing my spine in June of 2019, having surgery on that right at July 4th of 2019. Wow. Through that entire process, you know, you have choices. We can make decisions. Not making a decision is a decision. And normally we would let these thoughts, these gloom and doom, these, oh my God, what now? Take us into some really dark places. Our body is going to follow our thoughts. Our emotions are going to get set into the body. And then the body goes back to the brain. Okay, I'm feeling the way you're thinking. And then those feelings kick in. And then we take action or inaction based on how we feel. And then all the results of those actions or inactions reinforce these limiting beliefs. So throughout this entire process, I was making decisions from a very powerful, strong place instead of from a limiting, suffering place. The news, when you find out that you've got these and the fracture's happening, when you go look at statistics for what was happening within my body, those statistics were basically saying I shouldn't be standing here, sitting here, talking to you right now, much less having a fun, full, joyful life. And so I had choices. I got out of the hospital and I could have said, all right, I'm going to close my business. I'm going to go home. I'm going to sit. I'm going to look at these statistics and I'm just going to go wait to die. I'm going to have chemo. I'm going to poison my body. I'm going to weaken it. I mean, all of these different choices. And instead, I was able to make all these crazy cool choices from a very powerful place. It included firing the first three oncologists that came to work with me because mm-hmm. they were talking at me. They would not partner with me. And I was very firm on what I wanted because my body was telling me what it needed. And by having the mindset training, I was very quickly able to catch myself when I would go into a state of suffering. And I mean, talking about physical suffering, mentally. And I was able to quickly catch that thought, catch that limiting belief, and then rewrite a belief that was more powerful. And then use Reiki, of course, to anchor all these new powerful beliefs into my mind and into my body. So that was literally the beginning of all of it. And as we were talking about before we started, I just got back from hiking around the volcanoes and in the rainforests of Costa Rica. Again, something that I, in theory, if I decided to listen to statistics, wouldn't be doing in the physical form because I wouldn't be here.
I love it. And so tell us a little bit about what the mindset training is. I know that you talked about beliefs and how it's all connected. And so can you lead us through a little bit of that?
Absolutely. So without realizing it, and I mentioned the belief colored glasses earlier, there's something within your brain and it's called the reticular activating system. And you're experiencing your entire life through your brain's opinions. Ooh. Many of your brain's opinions get formed before you're 5 years old. So a great and easy example we can all associate to, the first time we meet a dog or a cat or anything that's a new experience, the brain is simply a recording device. So if that first experience is positive, maybe the dog comes up and licks us or plays with us, and we're a little kid and it's funny and we laugh. And so that feels warm and positive and loving. Our brain is recording that joyful experience as such. But what if the first time we meet the dog, that experience is negative? Maybe we pull on the dog's ear or tail and the dog turns and nips at us, letting us know, kid, don't do that. So what happens the next time you meet a dog, your brain goes back into its recordings and it goes back to that first time you met a dog. If the first time was positive, the second dog, you're not going to think about, oh, this dog must be good and fun too. But if the experience wasn't positive, then the second time you see a new dog, you're going to go, oops, dog, bad. Your body's going to tighten up. I've got to run away. I've got to get out of here. I might get bitten. The third time you meet a dog, same thing. And the fourth time you meet a dog, same thing. And so what's happening each of those times that you're reliving that experience, you've got these neural pathways in your brain and they're getting thicker because that first experience is getting reinforced, whatever it is. And so over time, what is happening is those pathways just continue to get thicker and harder. And what that means is that belief is just getting more cemented into your brain. And that doesn't necessarily sound bad. When I first learned about it, I thought, okay, not such a big deal. But what I didn't realize, because every second you're living life, an insane amount of information is coming into your brain. And it's more than you can consciously process, while also remembering to have a beating heart, remembering to breathe, all of these beautiful things that your body does that we don't even think about. And so your brain begins to filter out everything that is not in alignment with the beliefs that you're holding. So think about, again, the idea of the dog. So imagine that now, if you're thinking about your life, your health, your relationship with money is hard to make or money flows effortlessly, your Reiki business, your relationships, take that out into everything. So when that brain begins to filter out by your beliefs, what means is that you are constantly reliving the past over and over, and you're not even aware that it's happening.
You mentioned that our beliefs create our thoughts, and then our thoughts create our emotions, cause or bring us to action, create our actions, and then our actions cause the result. And then it just keeps going in this continuous loop. And I thought that was fascinating. And so our beliefs really, and William Rand has said that, he says that the sum total of our lives is we have created it. We are a co-creator of our own life. So whether we have things in our life that works well for us or doesn't work well, we have created that. And one of the things that we can do with Reiki is to dig into the areas that aren't working well. Now, it sounds like for you, your health wasn't working well. So that was an area that you needed to dig into. How can, with Reiki and the mindset training, it seems though that we can let go of those limiting beliefs and we can move to a different perspective. How does that work? How does that happen?
The important part when we're trying to change our beliefs, because really our beliefs do dictate our destiny, is that we have to become aware of the limiting belief. And then we want to create a powerful, empowered decision, a new one. So often that's going to just be the opposite of a limiting belief, but sometimes it may also require some tweaking. And so what we're doing is we're creating this powerful decision matrix, if you want to call it that. And then every time this limiting belief begins to crop up, we instead go to our new powerful decision. That even changes our energetic vibration. That changes what we're bringing into us from the quantum field, because you're actually also drawing in whatever frequency you're vibrating on. People don't always think about that either. So again, if I'm thinking money is hard to make, okay, that's what I'm sending out into the quantum field, and I'm going to continue to get evidence to support that. If instead I think about my Reiki business is flowing effortlessly and I'm getting beautiful aligned clients, that's the frequency I'm vibrating on. That's the vibe that I'm putting out into the quantum field. So what's happening with this is you have to create a new empowered decision. And sometimes you have to be careful with the wording. We don't want to use the word not, don't. Those are negatives. And the universe doesn't recognize that. I do not want bills in my mailbox. The universe takes that to be, I want bills in my mailbox. So it's going to deliver what you ask for, whether you realize you're asking for it or not.
People that with animals, Bryce, animals in the universe don't understand the word don't. So if you're riding a horse and you think don't buck, the horse hears buck, buck. All right, fine. If you want me to buck, I'll buck.
Exactly. And if we look at that in our lives often, you'll see glimmers of that. How often when we're running late to a destination, do we manage to hit every red light and a traffic jam? Instead of just putting that vibe out there, I just know I'm going to hit every red light. I know the traffic's going to flow. It's all in how we look at it, because that it's the vibration. That's where the beauty of Reiki comes in, with the energy side of it. And then through these thoughts, so the thoughts are happening in the brain, the feelings are happening in the body. And the body is the physical manifestation of the thoughts. So for me, what started my breast cancer journey was a huge grief event in 2017. It was the loss of my cell dog. And I actually even remember moments when I was a very short amount of time from when we found out that we would be losing him until we had to make the hard decision to let him go. I even remember thinking, don't leave me. How will I live without you? It literally broke my heart. Think about heart area, emotions, lungs, breasts. Everything was right there. I wasn't surprised when I got a breast cancer diagnosis. I wasn't surprised at all, because I was holding all of that grief. And then when issues begin to happen, you know, with the lungs, with that, I wasn't the least bit surprised, because I was still holding the grief. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, for me, this work has really been valuable at understanding that my body is manifesting where my thoughts are taking me. So I had to become very laser focused and aware of what were my limiting thoughts. And with my soul dog, I can't live without you. I want to be with you. So, you know, how will I go on? All those things were limiting me, and they were trapping me. And worse yet, I found out just this past week in my work in Costa Rica, they were trapping him.
Oh, gosh.
And yeah. Him being trapped, which led to me being trapped, is what was leading to what's happening in my lungs. It was a mind-blowing mindset realization when that all came together. And so from the feelings, think about when you're sad, when you're angry, when you're joyful, we will take action, mm-hmm. or we'll take inaction. And we don't always think about it, but doing nothing is also a decision. We've decided to not take action. And so everybody take a moment and think about the last time you were really sad, or you were really angry, or you were deep into any emotion, but think about the actions that you took from that. And when we're rocking it in our business, we get out there and we make all these amazing decisions. When we're in a bad place in our business, we would make decisions that actually can constrict it. And that's where I was very grateful in 2019 to not make the decision to just close my business down, sell its name and intellectual property, and go home and wait to die. That was the choice I had. And instead, I'm like, they have wheelchairs. I can do all these different things. I made the choice to go to an inpatient rehab facility that could help teach me how to live powerfully and not think that canes or crutches or wheelchairs were bad things, but that they were tools that gave me the ability to still teach and to still move through life. It was a huge mindset shift. And well, we can look at everything like that.
Everything. I'm glad you made that mindset shift. I would, I'm really glad. And when you think about it, the impact that you continue to have on this earth, I've really started to notice that lately. If I hadn't taught people this or done this or that, just the if you had given up, that impact would not be continuing. And now you're continuing it into its own course, merging Reiki with mindset. How does a person change their mindset, though? Maybe in an area that they've been trapped or a pattern that they've been trapped in.
So one of the things I do with Reiki that helps, whether I'm helping a client or helping myself, the first thing we've got to do is come up with that powerful decision. So let's say someone wants to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, we don't want to say I don't smoke because there's that don't in there. Mm-hmm. It is, maybe it's, I am free of smoking. I love how it feels when I take a full deep breath. I am supporting my body by nurturing it. I am giving my body, you know, the best food, the best fluid, the best supplements. And we don't even say that because it doesn't include cigarettes at that point. Cigarettes are just not part of the equation when we think about it like that. So we come up with that decision. And then with Reiki, I create something with clients. And when I do the same thing, I love pendants, earrings, rings, something that you're going to have on you as much as possible. And I call it Reiki-fying, but we Reiki-fy that object and we're infusing our Reiki symbols. And if you don't have symbols, you're level one, that's fine. Infuse Reiki. If you do have your symbols, I love using Karuna symbols. I love using Holy Fire, our distance symbol. We absolutely do need in this, and we absolutely need the harmony symbol, or what some styles call the mental emotional symbol. Mm-hmm. So we want to use that because that's all about harmony. It's about balance. And what we're now going to do is create balance in our brain, literally in our brain. So we're going to infuse that object and we've got our powerful decision. And then several times a day for no more than like a minute or two. I don't want people to get bogged down. I love to hold that little anchor object in my hand and say a powerful phrase over and over. Just again, a minute or two. And I do that several times throughout the day. So imagine stopping every couple of hours for no more than 2 minutes, 90 seconds, just a bit. And you're saying that phrase over and over. Your brain is hearing it and it begins to anchor in. And what you will begin to find is you start to live towards the new belief because you're creating the neural pathways for the new belief. And studies got done many years ago. We started with Harvard was one of the big ones, was the Harvard study. And it happened with piano players. They had piano players practice physically learning a new piece. Then they had them in their mind just imagining playing that piece and learning it. And they were expecting drastic differences in what happened. They were stunned when the percent increase for those people who just imagined it was almost the same as those people who physically practiced. So then they did a study with people shooting basketball. They did put them on the free throw line an hour a day, practice free throws. And they had a group that just visualized practicing free throws. And then they had a group that did nothing. That was their control group. As expected, no change in the control group. But for those who did practice and those who imagined it, the improvement was very close. And science at that point now, they're curious. And if you even see top level athletes all around the world these days, or you'll see before the Olympics, you can see them with their eyes closed, and like hurdlers, you can even see them going and you can see their hands as they're practicing in their mind every step before they take it. I used to do the same thing when I showed horses without having any clue about this. It was just imagining how things are going to be. We're creating the desired result in our mind. And the results we get from the actions we do or don't take reinforce the limiting belief or they reinforce the empowered belief.
And so we
have that circle.
Reinforce the empowered belief, rather.
Yes, we don't want to reinforce the limiting belief. And so it just creates this beautiful circle, but that circle can also limit us. So I found one of the things that I like to do on a regular basis is use that power of imagination and envision what future Bryce is up to. What is she doing? I imagine the perfect day, or I imagine leading a class with the background being the mountain location that we want, and just wherever or whatever it is, I just continue to envision that. That also gets me on the wavelength or the frequency of the thing that I desire. I'm letting the quantum field know. And law of attraction folks would say you're placing your order for what you want, but you're also letting your brain know, and you're beginning to build the neuro pathways for what you do want. And the less time we spend in the limiting side of things, then those pathways that are thick will slowly begin to dissolve until that limiting belief is no longer with us. It's called neurosculpting. You literally can neurosculpt your brain.
It's like not exercising a muscle.
Yes.
And it gets, so that particular muscle, you're just deciding that particular neural pathway, you're deciding not to use it. Mm-hmm. Bryce, what if the power statement doesn't sound true at first? What if the limiting belief has maybe been there for so long, and so you're making a power statement around health or abundance or any other thing? I've noticed that at first it can even be a little bit uncomfortable. Have you noticed that?
It can be very uncomfortable. And part of that is because we're now going into something we don't know. The brain wants to keep you alive. It doesn't care if you're happy. That's not its job. If only. So it going to something we don't know or haven't experienced in many years is scary. And so your brain's like, wait a minute. I don't like that. I don't know what's going to happen. Get back over here. Well, we know you survived this experience already. It can be very uncomfortable to go into these places we don't know. So you've got a couple of options. One is to baby step it. So we pick a tiny empowered belief. The other one is diving into the deep end of the pool. We go ahead and we grab onto that new empowered belief, understanding that the discomfort is simply coming from our brain telling our body, we haven't been here before. Is this? And I used to sit sometimes and literally I would put my hands to my body. I'd just let Reiki flow. And I would even just talk to my body. You know, we are safe. This is uncomfortable because it's new. And then with that empowered decision, every time I found evidence of it. So let's say I'm working on money flows easily. I'm walking through a parking lot and I see a nickel on the ground. There is my evidence that money flows easily. It doesn't matter how silly it is, but anything that supports your new belief, you want to hold on to, because now what you're doing, instead of looking for evidence of the belief that you don't want, you're now looking for supporting evidence of the belief that you do want.
I love this. And I know that you've got some examples, Bryce. I know you've worked with a lot of your clients and different people with this. Could you share some of those?
Yes. Oh, wow. Easy ones, I love to say. And I love to take when I'm doing this work with clients as well during sessions. Just thinking about my little Reiki hands on either side of their head, right, flowing into the brain, using the harmony / mental emotional symbol, and just letting that really flow in around balance. If I've got Karuna symbols, there is one for empowerment. It's one of the level 2 symbols for the Karuna 2 practitioner. And so I would love that one as well, because it helps to get the changes anchored in faster. What I've seen with clients, and some of this started with autism. So working with first one child with autism, and we began to work on creating that balance. And what he came with, he was very angry. School was a big challenge because he couldn't communicate in the way that he wanted to with his teachers. Mm-hmm. And so when he couldn't communicate, he would get angry. And there was even one issue where he struck a teacher. He lashed out because he was so frustrated. Mm-hmm. And so what happened when we began to do the work was, it was probably after about the third session with him, that we began to notice that he was calmer. His mother was noticing at home, she had a different child. She had a happier child. And school began to notice that he was communicating more effectively. He was stopping and thinking. He was gathering his words before he would speak. And then if he was struggling, instead of lashing out because he couldn't communicate, he was beginning to use his hands. He might go even to get a book and he could point what it was he was trying to say to his teacher so that she began to understand him. That began to reinforce in his mind that he could communicate what it was he was trying to do. And so that was how his belief loop began. And you know, as luck would have it, in circles, second person saw what happened. Mother said, oh, he's working with Bryce and they're doing this. And then I get the second person in, and then the third person, and then the fourth person. And then that led to a discussion for that group on what was happening. I've noticed being able to use this technique with people a lot in corporate or who are working in business who are feeling unsatisfied with what's going on. They're feeling stuck, mm-hmm. which stuck. We all have a time in our life where we feel stuck and we're trying to move through something, or maybe we just don't feel satisfied in our life, or we don't feel satisfied in a relationship, or we don't feel that we're doing something well enough. And you know, the irony in at least the culture in the United States, you can only ever do what you can do. Yes. But as a recovering perfectionist, what I can also say is that, you know, when I was growing up in my household, if it wasn't 100 on a test, 99 meant you didn't do good enough because it wasn't perfect. That's what was being reinforced in my household. 98? Nope, that wasn't perfect. Not good enough.
Familiar, Bryce.
Yeah, we've all got those moments. And so yeah. Often our parents and our grandparents are modeling this mess for us. They're anchoring these beliefs back to this all happening before we're age 5. So what I see with a lot of my clients when they get in, they've got all this emotional upheaval happening, and the emotional upheaval is causing physical issues. They get here, you know, to the practice, and they've gone to the doctor, or usually by this point, lots of doctors can't find anything wrong. If they can't find anything wrong, that's our clue. It's energetic. If it's an energetic issue, it also means there's something going on in the brain, because these thoughts are holding us hostage. Once we can talk to our client, and medicine, I find a lot of times treats the symptoms. Yes. As Reiki practitioners, we get to treat the cause, which is what's so very powerful. And sometimes people can't see their own limiting beliefs, but as I listen to them, I can begin to zero in on what's going on. And then with the beauty of Reiki, we begin to send to the cause of the limiting belief. Because sometimes people are so deeply trapped by the belief that they're not able to let go initially easily. And so we just begin to send Reiki to the cause of the belief. That allows the person to begin to heal. I've seen that with physical ailments, everything from irritable bowel syndromes to cancer diagnosis. Again, I'm not saying that this is going to cure anything. We can't promise that to anybody. But I can say in the practice, even my own diagnosis, if I listen to medical science and medical statistics, I shouldn't be on the podcast today. I should be pushing up daisies somewhere. And so here I am, because I chose to disregard that information. And I say, you know what? I'm a statistic of one. I'm Bryce. I'm none of this other stuff. So you always have choice. And some of, I think, what we do with practitioners is to help let your clients know they have choice. Empower them. Get them to begin to believe or feel less stuck or realize that medical diagnosis doesn't have to be a death sentence. They have a choice.
Yeah.
Oh, and we, it's all about everything. You always have choice up until the moment you take your last breath. And I believe even that is a choice mm-hmm. when you're going to take that last breath. You come in this world on a breath and you leave it exhaling out that breath. So it's sometimes with clients, gosh, even my high performers in basketball and in football and motorsports, because I'm probably one of the motorsports capital of the world here. So we've even seen that with like pit crews and drivers coming in to just working on that belief and working on that laser focus. And you take a tenth of a second off of a pit stop over enough pit stops on a race, you just took the driver from third to first just wow. by changing the pit crew's focus. So you can use this, you know, not just with physical issues or disease. You can use this for anywhere you feel like your life isn't a 10, anywhere you want your life to be better than what it currently is. You can take the techniques and sculpt and create the reality that you want to live.
Oh my gosh, Bryce, I love this. Bryce, before you bring us into a meditation so that we can experience some of this, are there any other tips or points that you would like to make to people or things that you'd like them to think about?
I think one of the big things is just to always remember you do have choice. Yeah. Remember with Reiki, sometimes it may not work. Sometimes there's a life lesson the person has to learn, and that can include us. Sometimes there's an unhealthy part of us that might be unwilling or unable to heal. Sometimes people are just afraid. They're afraid of what life would look like if they didn't have their problem or issue or physical condition.
Yeah.
Sometimes they want to be a victim. So realize that sometimes change may not happen, and there are reasons behind that. The other side and the flip of that is be willing to look at your present, be willing to look at all areas, and be willing to own those places where your life is not what you want. So we don't blame other people. We don't blame the universe. We don't blame God. We have to look inward and take ownership of where our own beliefs might have caused the problem.
Mm-hmm. I think that's,
and, you know, be, as William talks about, being persistent, a little action every day, being persistent will bring you the results that you want for your highest and best good.
Completely. Yeah, he's always said definiteness of purpose sustained over time always produces results. And so I didn't realize that there is a real crossover with that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bryce. Bryce, I know that you have a beautiful meditation to lead us through today. And if anyone listening to this is driving, I'm just going to invite you to pull over and stay safe because we care about you, and hit pause. And I'm going to invite you to take it away.
Thank you. So what I'm going to do is invite everybody to just take a moment. Think about something in your life. And I always suggest people start small because we're going to build evidence that this process works. So we don't tackle Mount Everest at the beginning. Let's tackle a tiny little hill first. But pick something that's not quite what you want or where you feel stuck. So just take a moment and think about something in your life that's not what you want it to be. And then I invite you to close your eyes with me. Go ahead and activate those little Reiki hands. Place one hand at your heart area and the other hand on your tummy below your belly button. And just let the Reiki flow. And then we've got that thing that's not quite what we want or where we feel stuck. And I want to let's think about the opposite of that. So for example, if I'm thinking about money as hard to make, instead, what I'm going to sit here and envision, I'm going to think about future Bryce, who doesn't have that money problem. And then she wakes up in the house where she wants to live, beside her husband with her dogs on the bed, and begins to start her day. And every place where money matters, I build that future. So I invite you to do the same thing. Go ahead and look at the thing that's stopping you or that is preventing your happiness. And we're going to use our power of imagination. And we're going to create a neural pathway of that from a strong, empowered place. So we're going to take that belief and we're going to put it to a strong, powerful place. And now I want you to take a deep breath in. We're going to send that breath down to the hand below the belly button. Hold it for a second if it's comfortable, and now let it out your mouth. And do two more breaths that way. Breathe in through the nose. Hold it for a little bit. Out through the mouth. And now do one more breath at your own pace. Breathe it in. Hold it for a second. Let it out. You use this breath. What you're going to do is bring oxygen into your body. You're going to wake it up. And you're going to use this imagination, this beautiful imagination that you have. And continue envisioning this perfect day or this perfect area in your life. Exactly what you want. Don't let that thought come in, oh, I can never do that. Sure you can. There's an unlimited number of futures available to you, unlimited possibilities. And you can absolutely have that possibility you desire, no matter how wild it might seem. You just got to get on its vibration. Just continue through your day or your moments, holding in what it is that you want. Maybe it's that beautiful day full of Reiki clients. Maybe it's just being able to take powerful steps or having a little more money in your bank account. Or for many of you, my intuition is saying, having the career of your dreams. No longer feeling trapped in your work, but able to fly and thrive in the most highest and beautiful way possible. Imagine what that feels like. Allow yourself to feel and be in that energy, that joy of whatever it is. You've achieved it. It's yours. Take a moment and celebrate that, whatever it is. Let it bring a smile to your face. Just be in that energy for a little bit longer. And for any reason, you're feeling trapped or your thoughts are just not happening as if you could never achieve that goal, just think to yourself, I am willing and ready to release my fears. I am ready and willing to release my fears. And see yourself in your mind taking just one powerful step forward today, just one. And in taking that step, you're no longer paralyzed. You're no longer sitting in inaction. You're no longer stuck because you took that step. And now see yourself taking one more powerful step. And then another and another. Each step being a little bit easier than the one before. And you can do this as often through the day as you want. Allow yourself to be in the energy of having whatever it is you want. Realizing it's not your job to figure out how to get it. The universe will do that for you. I'm going to do this for just a few more seconds. And now take a moment to be in gratitude, to give thanks for any limiting belief you've uncovered, to give thanks that you've listened into Pam and I today, and that you have a new tool that's going to help you release those limiting beliefs that are standing in your way. Be in gratitude for the gift of Reiki that's going to support us in this journey of the mind. And being grateful just for you. Beautiful, bright light that you are. And take one last deep breath at your own pace. And then when you're ready, just open your eyes. Welcome back. And I encourage you to work on this a few times a day if you can. My favorite time is to take 5 minutes or so in the morning so that I'm getting on that vibration as quickly as possible during the day. And then definitely at the end of my day before I go into a dream state. Pam, you're muted.
I am muted. Thank you, Bryce.
There you are.
There I am. Thank you for sharing this with us. And you said your course is beginning mid-November. We'll
yes.
have a link to your website, I think, which will probably have additional details.
Yeah.
I just think this is wonderful work, and I'm so happy that you could join us today and share it with everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Pam. And thank you all for joining us.
Yes, thank you all. And I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless. Namaste.
Namaste.